when you come into prayer, are you coming into prayer begrudgingly, or is it something that you're looking forward to doing? Is it something that you enjoy doing? Is it something that you want to do?
Right. I would just say it's just so many, so much treasure that comes from it. God gives you, he's a God, he's a revelatory God. He gives you revelation. And I would just say from a strong prayer life and obedience, I would just like to say revelation means to show you something that you did not know or see before.
Amen.
And if you get into your prayer life and get into being obedient and truly reverencing God, because you can't say you love him, but you won't obey his word.
Amen.
So when you truly love him, like the Lord says that you have to do, then you will start obeying his word, and he will start giving you revelation on things that you wouldn't have known before. But he will show it to you in a way where you like you'll have that aha moment, and nobody can tell you that he didn't. You'll know, you'll see things differently. But a lot of things come through revelation. You have to get revelation on things before you truly understand.
Amen.
And God is the one that gives you the revelation.
Amen. Amen. You open up that line of communication when you start praying.
Yeah, there's just so much that comes from it. It needs to start there. And, you know, with God, it's always more. You always want more of what he has for you.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Amen.
So, you know, God is 100% dependable. God is always there for us. Scripture says, never leave us nor forsake us. So those are a couple of reasons that we can worship him when we pray, and definitely a couple of reasons that we can be thankful when we pray.
And I would just like to say this. There are three ways that God reveals himself, and one is in the glory of creation, like we spoke of earlier in the scripture, Romans 1:20. And the second way is in the perfection of his written word. And the third way is the personal experience of all who seek him. Trust me, God's going to give you a personal experience. That's what we were saying
Amen.
Earlier.
Amen.
You'll get that personal experience, which means it's personal to you. So he created you a certain way with a certain purpose, and he's going to communicate to you and give you experiences according to who you are to him.
Amen.
And that's exciting to me.
Amen.
That's exciting.
Amen. So, you know, that word that she just used, exciting, that's something that we should really think about. You know, we should be excited that we get to get on our knees and pray. We should be excited that, you know, we can bow our head and pray. We should be excited that we can lay prostrate on the ground and pray and seek him. We should be excited about the relationship that we're building with God, that we're building with Jesus. We should be excited that we have an opportunity to worship God in prayer. We should be excited because we have an opportunity to be thankful and to have thanksgiving when we come into prayer. Because, you know, there should never be a time where it's like, oh, I got to go pray again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that should never be, you know, and if that is the case, then, you know, we need to address, we need to address the spirit that's operating there and get rid of it because, you know, everything that God did when he created the earth, when he created and he thought it and spoke it into existence and breathed life into man. Everything that God did is worthy of us coming to him thankful and worshiping, right? But then 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross for us, everything that he did is worthy of us to be worshiping him and definitely worthy of us to be thankful for. So, you know, there's all kind of opportunities for us to look at and say, okay, well, I can definitely be thankful for that. I can pray that I'm thankful for that. I can tell God today that I'm thankful for that. I can worship God today because of that he did. So when we come to God and we come to him seeking a relationship with him, we come to him in these different ways in prayer. We don't always want to come at prayer, you know, in a needy type of way. We want to come into prayer with God where, you know, it's about God. It's about what God did for us. It's about what Jesus did for us on the cross. It's about Jesus taking every one of our sins, every one of our sicknesses, every one of our pains, every one of our afflictions, and nailing it on the cross with him.